Return to England of Abdu'l-Bahá, Sunday, December 8, 1912. Publication, The Christian Commonwealth. Persian Prophet coming back to London after visit to U.S. Abbas Effendi, or Abdu'l-Bahá, Servant of God, as he prefers to be called, is due to arrive in England on the Celtic on the 13th. By a strange coincidence, he reaches London on the very day set for the peace negotiations. Abdu'l-Bahá is known the world over as the Peace Prophet. With his father, the great Baha'u'llah, he suffered exile and willingly endured 40 years in a Turkish prison rather than abjure his faith. Baha'u'llah died in prison in 1892. And the universal religion which he revealed, and which teaches how to attain to this most great peace, is being brought from the east to the west by the son, Abdu'l-Bahá, who, through the advent of the Young Turk supremacy in 1908, gained his freedom. At that time, the Young Turk's Committee of Union and Progress released all the political prisoners of the Ottoman Empire. Since then, he has traveled much. He was in London last year. It is said that there are upwards of 3 million Baha'is all over the world. Thousands have been thronging in America to hear his gentle message, which has constantly been alluded to by the press as the most important religious movement of the age. He is returning to the East via London and has been invited by wireless to address the students at Oxford. Tolstoy refers to Baha'u'llah in one of his books, speaking of the eternal enigma called life and deploring the fact that we spend our entire earth allotment of time trying to solve the riddle, he goes on to add, "But there is a Persian prophet who holds the key." At the time of Tolstoy's death, he was in communication with Abdu'l-Bahá, gathering material for a book on Baha'u'llah. Gertrude Atherton, in her new book on English life, Julia France and Her Times, makes her heroine visit Akka to see Abdu'l-Bahá and learn from him the teachings, which she epitomizes as follows. The Baha'i religion makes its appeal to the brain, to the advanced thinker, to those that feel the need of a religion but have long since outgrown all the silly old dogmas with their pathos and sentimentalities, primarily intended only for the ignorant. Unity is right. Freedom of the political as well as of the spiritual conscience, in other words, the elimination of all that provokes war, which means universal peace. Peace, peace, peace. That is the keynote of the Baha'i religion, as love was intended to be of Christianity. All the best principles of the religions are incorporated in this, all the barriers between them raised, and all the nonsense and narrow-mindedness left out.